party, but bubbles.
Yeah. Holy dog.
What you got a name for the inside part of the chicken?
Breast.
Not meat, but heart and liver and all the lungs and all the things.
What do we call that?
Entrails.
What?
Entrails.
Entrails is for his, all the inside of him.
And what's the parts of the hogs you use to stuff sausage in?
The chitlings.
Yeah.
I love chitlings.
You do? Yeah. That's good. We got to where she can cook chitlins.
They all love chitlins.
And when it's time to feed the stock, what do you call when they're going around?
Squealing?
What do you call just going around feeding the cows and hogs and all that? The time of day when you go around?
Oh, it's late in the evening. But I don't know what you only is.
Well, usually whenever it was time for you to go out and feed up, what did Joe used to say? You say, we got to go feed up,
yeah.
We got to go do the chores.
No, we'd always say, well, we got to go feed up.
Yeah.
Feed
that's
up.
Daddy always said,
got
to feed up.
Some people called it
doing
the chores.
Yeah, but we always said feeding up.
Okay. What are the calls you used to make cows come to you?
Yeah, I know. Coach, coach. Oh, how you'd write that down, do you? Coach, coach. Pen up, pen up.
They know what that meant, do you?
Yeah.
Well, what about when you're trying to milk him, you know? And
you did
so.
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 Oh,
there you
go. So here. So.
You did like James there once while I raised your foot up and kick him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you'd say, so, to him.
Yeah.
For them to be still. Mm-hmm. Now that was the way we do our language to them, you know.
Daddy's
is
high stubborn.
Back your leg, girl. Back.
Back up. Back your foot.
Back your foot, yeah.
Back your foot.
And then you're fixing the milk one. You
know,
I know.
Here,
there's a jingle. It's back your leg.
Back
your
leg. Back your foot, I'd say.
Yeah.
What about calling K? Is there any special way
to call K? Suck, 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 suck. Sucking, sucking. Like that, you know.
What about some of the ways you used to call the mules when you're plowing with them?
To talk to them, tell them what to do.
Tell mules what to do.
Get up, gee, haw, roll, back. Gee, haw, roll, back. And then the pigs, you know, you'd say, pig, pig, whoop, whoop, pig, pig, pig. You know, like that.
Yeah, I know.
He's heard his granddad.
I never could call.
What about calling chickens?
Chick, chick, chickle, chickle, chickle.
I always heard that.
And goosey, 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 you know, for these.
What about when you're fixing up the horses, when you're going to plow, you put all the stuff on them? What do you call doing to them?
You put the bridle first, and then you put the collar next, and then you put the hames over the collar.
Hitch up.
Hitching up, we'd say. Hitching up. Hitching up.
Yeah,
one of those ropes you hold on to when you're...
Plow lines, we call them.
Mm-hmm.
Call them plow lines.
That's the hardest word for me to get used to. They'd say reins.
Yeah, reins. Yeah.
We never did say
rein
that.
Rein was a thing that hung
right
in the bridle, you know.
What about when you're riding a horse? What do you call
that's the rein. That's the rein. You throw it back over his head.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And one of the things you put your feet in when you're riding a saddle?
Stirrups.
And if you got a team of two horses pulling something, what do you call the horse that's on the left side? Is there a special name for it?
I don't know.
We never did that.
I don't think.
We
I don't know. I'm